Lord, I want to see you in these Lenten days. Not to tell you what I'm doing, because you already know. Not to say that I'm better than anyone, because I'm not. Lord, I want to see you because I'm broken. Today, our gospel tells me that through this brokenness, I must die to self. But if I see you, I can be transformed and produce much fruit. A little over 4 weeks ago, I was here with you on Ash Wednesday, and we reviewed the three pillars of Lent on how to repair our broken connections. Prayer to connect with God, fasting to connect with our inner self, and almsgiving or charity to connect with others. And we discussed how we could use these three pillars in the next 40 days to change our life. We're now 3/4 of the way through our 40-day plan. How are you doing? If you're still on track, that's great. If you've restarted, that's good too. But if you've given up and calling it quits, restart today. Because in today's gospel, for the first time, Jesus says, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Every other time, Jesus said, "My hour has not yet come." So what's different today? God made many covenants with the Jewish people, with Adam, with Noah, with Abraham, and David. And for Moses, he even wrote his law on stone tablets that were kept in the temple. But every time, someone broke this covenant with God. Today, Jeremiah declares that the Lord will make a new covenant to unite the Jewish people from all 12 tribes. "I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts." This covenant will not be given to one person, a prophet, to pass it along. It will go directly to each heart so that everyone may personally know God. Our second reading from Hebrews says, "When Christ Jesus was in the flesh, he learned obedience from what he had suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became this covenant of eternal salvation for all who obey him." Salvation is no longer only for the Jews. It's for everyone who obeys. When we heard from John's gospel 2 weeks ago, Jesus cleaned out the temple. He drove out the merchants and the money changers and said, "This temple is a house of prayer for all people." He unsealed the temple and replaced it with his own body. And after it was torn down, he would rebuild it in 3 days. In today's gospel, when the Greeks come and ask Philip, "We want to see Jesus," Jesus understands the arrival of these non-Jewish Greeks in the temple is a sign that the time for all people to pray in the temple is at hand. When the Greeks ask to see Jesus, it's not just to look at him. To see Jesus is to enter totally into his way of life, to understand why he had to suffer and die and rise again. Philip and Andrew speak to Jesus, but his response is not what they expected. He replies, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Then Jesus compares himself to a grain of wheat that must die to produce much fruit. Like that grain of wheat, Jesus must let go of everything, including his life, so that with the Father he can bring new life to himself and to those who believe in him. In the process, both he and we are transformed. But if we do not realize this as the core of Jesus' life, we truly don't see Jesus. But Jesus goes further and says that we must serve and follow him. "Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life." If I love my life and doing my will, it will cause the end of me. If I hate my life and hate being selfish, and hate my will, then I can do thy will. If I share my life and share others' lives, if I love the way Jesus loved, I can preserve my life forever. These little deaths in our life are how we see Jesus. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also my servant will be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. This statement from Jesus contains essential guidelines for his followers. If we identify our individual lives as separate beings saying, "It's about me," death will eventually take it from us and we will lose our life. But if we identify our individual life as a member of one body saying, "It's about all," death does not take. Death becomes a gift that begins a process of transformation. Death becomes a pathway to eternal life with Christ. We must follow him. This truth is revealed to us every time we attend Mass and participate in Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection. Jesus calls us to serve others by putting their needs ahead of our own. We show our love for Jesus and thank him for his great sacrifice by caring for one another, even when it's not what we want to do. We need to show the world that Jesus lives in us, that we are one body. Yesterday, during That Man Is You, we discussed a writing from St. Faustina's Divine Mercy. Jesus said, "I want to pour out my divine life into human souls and to sanctify them. The greatest sinners would achieve holiness if only they would trust in my mercy. My kingdom on earth is my life in the human soul." We're just 1 week away from Palm Sunday, the start of our holiest week, our celebration of God's love for us in Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. Christ calls us to serve him, follow him, die to ourselves, and bear much fruit. Then, if we ever meet another broken person who says, "I want to see Jesus," we can say, "Look right here," because they will see Christ in each one of us.